Leaders. You're listening to Leaders.com.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa. Wassalamun ala ibadihi allazeen astafa. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم صدق الله العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters listening at home, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created insan. An insan is the most beautiful creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has created everything around us. But insan is the most beautiful creation. And that is why Allah also chose Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam to be human beings. Not angels or jinns, but insan. And what makes insan so unique, when we look at the verses of the Quran, Allah has taken not one, but four qasams, four oaths. Allah says, وَالتِّينِ وَالزَّيْتُونِ وَطُورِ سِينِينَ وَهَذَا الْبَلَدِ الْأَمِينَ Allah takes a qasam by the city of Makkah, where Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born. And Allah takes an oath where Allah spoke with Musa alayhi salam, the mountain of Tur, Mount Sinai, وَطُورِ سِينِينَ And by the fig and olives. What it also means, it refers to the land of the prophets, Palestine and Syria. So Allah has connected these four very important locations, Syria, Palestine, and the mountain, that valley where Musa alayhi salam spoke to Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the city of Makkah where Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born. And then he takes a qasam and Allah says, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ That insan is the most beautiful creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Insan is very, very beautiful. Because of the things that Allah has put inside this human being. And the one thing that I want to focus on tonight is very important. So inshallah, if you just bear with me, we want to cover the three levels of how a human being will be starting from this dunya. So Allah has made this insan a human being that is full of emotions and feelings. Insan has got feelings and emotions. Feelings and emotions you can't see and you can't touch. But sometimes it is visible from the face. Sometimes it is visible from the character of a person. And so he is a very, very emotional creature, insan. There's a lot of feelings. You will find sometimes people are very, very sensitive. And this is how Allah has created insan. There's a lot of feelings. And the emotions inside a human being actually pour out. The feelings are shown when there is love between one person and the person that is in front of him. That is the time you will see the feelings. So at the first level, whether you are a Muslim, whether you are not a Muslim, this very natural, common quality that Allah has placed in every human being is caring, showing love and affection between parents and children. And also between grandparents and children. Whether you are a Muslim, whether you are not a Muslim. And if you want to see this, if you go to the park, go to a theme park where you have children that are playing, you will see all the parents that are there. Some are grandparents. Sometimes you will see the grandfather looking after the child. And this relationship especially is very, very strong when the child is very young. So when the child is 5, 6, 7, that is the time that bonding is very, very strong. And alhamdulillah, that relationship is lasting throughout. But when the child is young, you will see that a lot of caution, a lot of care, there's a lot of feeling. The baby starts to cry, and before the baby can even cry, the mother has prepared everything. It's time to feed him. It's time to wake him up. He will wake up now. MashaAllah. A team of people surround that young child. And it's a very different feeling when you become a father and when you also become a grandfather. So when you become a father, it's a very different feeling. When you become a grandfather, that is also a very different feeling. And so the emotions and the feelings Allah has placed in the heart. So you will see the grandmother taking the child out, or the grandfather, or the father, or the mother. Even if the father is working, the mother will say, okay, let me take him out. And the young child will manage to influence the parents in such a way that sometimes the parents and the grandparents want to spoil him also. But all this comes because Allah has placed inside certain individuals this love, feelings and emotions. If something happens to him, subhanAllah, if the child falls down and you see that panic that is out there, it is very incredible. And for this, there is no religion. Whether you are a Muslim, not Muslim, Christian, or any other faith, generally you will find that everybody will be looking after their own children. This is how Allah has created insan. And to a certain degree, Allah has also placed this nature in animals. So you will also see animals doing the same thing. But in a human being, it is at a very different level. Why? Because the father and the mother will be concerned that I want to make sure that knowledge is given to him, the right tarbiyah element is given to him. You won't see this in animals. You don't see that the animals have set up a school or something like that, or a madrasa that they have to go. But sare jo hai, waham, subah, janwar, madrasa jai, you don't see that. Allah has only made it for human beings, insan. This feeling that is there. And then as the child is growing up, mashallah, then that connection becomes a bit weak. But that love bonding is still there between parents and children, grandparents and children. That is why your wali, the strongest wali, is your father or your grandfather. Your father or your grandfather. Your grandfather is like your father. Father is also a very important person. So the two are very, very close. Then of course your mother, your grandmother, very important. They will show a lot of love and affection. Then comes a time where a person will get married. Now his love and affection slightly changes. Why? Because Allah is preparing him now for what he had already been prepared via his own parents. So now he is going to go about with his own responsibility, and it will break up and he will have his own children. And Allah will make him go through that line that he will be a father and he will also be a grandfather, mother or a grandmother. So now when he gets married, all of a sudden, he has love for that woman who comes in his nikah. And the wife has love for the husband. And this is in the Quran, that when a person is blessed with the sunnah manner of nikah, that is why you will find one mas'ala, that people who don't do nikah, their relationship is extremely fragile. And when I say relationship, if you're not doing nikah, this is guna anyway. But even if you were to say that, you know what, I love this woman and this woman loves me, it will never ever work out. Why? Because this ni'mat of love comes from Allah Pak. Allah puts in the heart of a person that he or she must love so and so person. And the Quran says this, "An khalaqa lakum azwaja litaskunu ilayha wa ja'ala baynakum mawadda wa rahma." When that person says that I have accepted this woman in my nikah, immediately Allah places mawaddah and rahmah in the hearts of both. So the feelings for each other becomes very, very strong. Very, very strong. And this is the barakat of the sunnah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So one other relationship besides children and parents in this dunya of love and affection and that emotional attachment and feelings is your marriage, your nikah that comes. Allah has decreed that for you, whoever comes into your nikah, mashallah. And it is amazing how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses people for nikah. Subhanallah al-azim. And so the partners, Allah chooses also. And so this is also another very important relationship. And another relationship is your general relationship. That you have a relationship with your friends. That you have some feelings for the people that are around you. And that relationship is not so intense, but to a degree you might like someone. And you might have this attachment, this love for a person, and there is no harm in that. That is why Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that when you like someone for the pleasure of Allah, go and tell him that I have love for you. And this will increase the love in both of your hearts. And so these are the three levels of emotions, feelings that generally people will show in this dunya. And it's not just about love, it's not just about like, it's not just about being connected to someone. It can also be the opposite. Sometimes your emotions are such that you hate someone. And you can't stand the face of that person. You hate him so much. And so you will hold a grudge, enmity. You will not want to see him. You will not want to make salam to him. You will turn your face away from him. You will do his ghibat. You will backbite. You will never talk positively about that person. Why? Because now the feelings in your heart, you have ill feelings for that person. So all of these things Allah has placed in this dunya, in a human being. That sometimes he will like someone and he will really like someone. And there is every possibility that he will also dislike someone and hate someone. So all of these things happen in this dunya. And so what are we to do in this dunya? One simple rule Allah Pak has shown us is that when you love other people, put all your love and your feelings on one side. Work on your love for Allah and His Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and everything will filter positively thereafter. Everything will filter positively thereafter. So when you love Allah and His Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, alhamdulillah, by your intense love for Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the barakat will be, Allah will grant you also the love of those who should be beloved to you. The love who should be beloved to you. That is why you will see pious parents, mashallah, Muslim parents. You will see that when it comes to family, when it comes to maintaining a relationship, all of these things are quite important. And this is the barakat. Why? Because you have maintained your sila and relationship with who? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But sometimes there is also a possibility. This is not a thumb rule that everybody has to be like that. We are talking that generally we see this. Generally we see this. So what we have to do in this dunya is that we have to show love for Allah and His Rasul. Allah is saying, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّوا حُبَّا لِلَّهِ. And the people who have iman, they have intense love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now this is level one. This is level one. How Allah has created insan. So in insan, whilst he stay in this dunya, his condition is that he's got feelings and he's got emotions. He might love someone or he might also hate someone. So that the feelings especially are there with your parents, with your brothers, with your sisters, with your children, with your wife, with the husband, and your friends and those that are close to you. That is the time you will see that there is this emotional attachment. Sometimes they might not show that love, but if something happens to you, they will be the first one to be around you. Now, my respected brothers and elders, how Allah has created insan. When a person dies, that is alame barzakh, that is qabr. Then a person comes out from his grave on the day of qiyamah. That is called alame. Ji? No. Alame akhirat. It's quite easy. Alame akhirat. Alame akhirat. Insan is different to alame dunya. A human being is different to alame dunya. And I want brothers to understand this, because a lot of the times people don't understand the wisdom. So what I want to look at, I want to put in front of you the wisdom, the hikmat. When a person that comes out from his grave, It's going to be a different world. It's called Alame Akhirah. Don't forget that. In Alame Dunya, a human being had feelings, emotions. He had love for someone or he hated someone. But when he comes out from his qabr, alame akhirat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take out from his body two things. All the feelings, all the emotions and shahwat. What is it? How many things will be taken out? Three things. What? Emotions, feelings, and shahwat. Three things you won't find in alame akhirat. Because that zone, alame akhirat, is going to be for a long period of time, right? It's not just going to be one day. It's a very, very long day. 50,000 years, right? It's a long, long day. And insan will be going through a lot of things in that period of time. He will see a lot of things. But how will his body be in alame akhirat? So last session we talk about, what did we talk about? Nasiya. What is it? Nasiya. Don't forget your nasiya, your prefrontal cortex. Allah mentioned Abu Jahl's peshani. What's your taqdeer? What is your taqdeer? Nasiyatin kaziba. So how your body reacts in this dunya. You take the right path, you take the wrong path. And Juma we discussed that what is right and what is wrong. Now, when we depart from this dunya and when we go to alame akhirat, it will be very, very different. And this is explained in the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ شَأْنٌ يُغْنِيهِ. Allah Akbar. What a kalam. That mother who could give her life for the baby, for her child, she would die for her children. On the day of Qiyamah, she will have nothing to do with her children. Can you imagine that? That father who is sweating every second in this dunya just to provide for his children, just to give something to my children. The son will go to the father and say, Abba, Abba, don't you know me? I'm your son. Abba, can you help me? The father will turn his face away. Nafsi, nafsi. Ajib. Today we are holding hands. Huh? Today we show that attachment and love. All these holding hands, all these feelings, that's why I started off with dunya, so that you understand. All this relationship, the husband that used to say 50 times like Umar Farooq to the wife, I love you. Because he doesn't, I'm telling him he should. I'm doing his islah, I'm his sheikh. I'm not sure if I'm his sheikh. Yet I say, maine bol diya. Now he's saying, I love you, I love you. That husband is a Romeo. And the wife says, I'm your Juliet. Tumhare bagair to meri zindagi kya hai, kuch bhi nahi hai, main to tumhare liye mar jaun. Oh, I can do this for you, I can do that for you, I can do this for you, wah, wah, wah. And he says to the wife, I look this way, I look that way, I just see your face, my beloved. There is no beloved. Allah is saying, يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِي وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ. A person will have no relationship with the father, he will have no relationship with the mother, he will not have no relationship with the wife. Why? Because akhirat is alame jaza. What is it? The hereafter is not alame amal. It is not for you to do any amal now. In akhirat, there is no amal that you can do. There is nothing. There is no namaz. You won't have, nobody will tell you read namaz. Nobody will tell you read the Quran. A hafiz will think, you know, I'm a hafiz of the Quran, let me read. There's no compulsion. He won't even think about all that. So amal is only in this dunya. So Allah has created feelings for this dunya to function. If a person did not have any feelings for each other, there is no love, there is no relationship, then it would be a very cold, hard, difficult dunya to live in by. But Allah, He is Ahsanul Khaliq. How He creates. In His creation, there is, subhanallah, no shortcut. Everything is in perfection. When Fir'aun asked Musa alayhi salam, I can't see Allah. So Musa alayhi salam said, why? Everything around you that you see with your eyes, you must see Allah, because this dunya, you yourself, everything that Allah has created in perfection. Everything is in perfection. Even when it comes to your feelings, even when it comes to your emotions, perfection. But alam-e-akhirat, Allah has cut this. So there will be a daughter going to the mother, Ammi, you know me. I used to knock at your door, you love me. Amma, can you give me some of your good deeds? Can you give me some of your good deeds? Can you imagine if a daughter came to the mother now and says, Amma, can you give me £100, £200? What will the mother do? She will say, even if I haven't got my beti, I love you so much, I will try to do something to get it to you. Right? That is the love. Even the father would do that. Husband, wife, relationship, that love is intense. She will ask, Amma, can I just have one subhanallah? Can I have? She is not going to anybody else. She is going to someone who in the world loved her the most. Kept her in the stomach for 9 months. Amma, can you sell me one subhanallah? The mother will say, go away. Ajeeb dunya hai that. And there will only be one tasbih, nafsi, nafsi, nafsi. What is going to happen to me? Everybody will be, what is going to happen to me? There is no relationship in alam-e-akhirah. Nobody. There is no, yes, you are related, of course, in a way. In dunya you are related, so that relationship is there. But that relationship will have no feelings and no emotions and no attachment. And the reason for this, why the Quran has explained this to us, and why it is mentioned in the hadith, so that we as Muslims realize that we should not waste our time in this dunya. Every second, every moment, every opportunity that is given to you, throw your mobile phone away. That is not going to help you. But take a tasbih and think of the name of Allah and use everything as a necessity only, and don't waste your time, because very soon a time will come when your father will disown you, when your mother will disown you, when your husband will disown you, when your wife will disown you, when your family members are going to disown you. At that time, you will have no one but Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The only person on the day of Qiyamah who will not disown you, Ajib, is my Nabi and your Nabi. Allahu Akbar. Can you imagine that? The only relationship that Allah will not cut is your relationship with your Nabi. That will be intact. That is the only relationship that will be intact. That is why you will find a lot of the other people will want to trespass and get into the line saying that we believe Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and they didn't. The malaika will not allow them. No, no, out, 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 out. No, no, no. You made a mockery of this Nabi in this dunya. Now you want to come? Out, out, out. You see, my respected brothers and elders, a person in death row, a person in America, death row, the three needles are going to be given to him for a crime that he has committed. Now he is waiting 1 year, 2 years, whatever, and there's a plea. Possibly the family members are fighting. Somehow life sentence can be given rather than this, a death penalty. But it doesn't mean that whilst in the interim, the waiting period, they don't give him food, they don't give him anything to eat. On the contrary, they will give him whatever they want. If he is not well, they will also look after him, call the doctor, although he is going to die, but they are giving him everything. Even Allah does the same thing with people who don't believe in Allah. Allah gives them food, Allah gives them wealth, Allah gives them health, Allah gives them everything. Why? Because you are waiting. Allah save us. Because you are waiting. But alam-e akhirat is going to be the dead end. Finished. Everything ends there. So that is why Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam is warning his ummah so many times that remember the tasbih, nafsi, nafsi, in the hereafter you won't able to do nothing, no neki whatsoever. Do everything that you want to do in this dunya. Don't waste your time. And we are born in such an era and in time that it has become extremely difficult for us to take control of our time because of these gadgets. And these gadgets are getting small and small and small and small and small. Yesterday someone was showing me that it was a very small watch, hand watch, and someone rang him and it was ringing on the watch. Ajib. So it tells you everything. Everything is becoming so small. Accessible for you to commit guna, to waste time. But an intelligent person will understand that my relationship, my child, my wife, my children, my mother, my father is only in this dunya. Everything will end the minute I die. That is why even when a person dies, the nikah element, mas'ala, you also know. And so it will be very, very difficult. And another thing that Allah will take out on the day of Qiyamah is shahwat. What is it? Desire Allah has given us in this dunya. Also animals have desire. And human beings also have desire. This is the hikmat of Allah. And this is how, alhamdulillah, generations after generations exist and come in this dunya. But on the day of Qiyamah, insan will not have shahwat. And when they come out from their graves, people will be naked. Besides Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam and the pious and who Allah wills to give clothes of Jannah. But generally, the masses will be naked. When Hazrat Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha heard this, lady of great haya, she says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I am very scared. What will happen to us? What about the women? What if the men look at us and if the women look at the men? The people are naked. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Aisha, no, no. On that day of Qiyamah, that day will be so horrific. And the terror and the difficulty on that day will be such that the mind will not even go in that direction that I must look at that person who is naked. The mind will not go there. Shahwat will be taken out. There will be no shahwat. You see, this desire that is born inside a human being, It's in this dunya, it can be there. But if there is intense pressure, problem, or if a person is not well or something, then even in this dunya, that desire element goes away. So I'll give you an example. Sometimes a person who is very, very ill and you put the best of food in front of him, will he want to eat? You take him to the best places for a holiday, he won't enjoy the holiday. In his mind there is gham, huzn. He won't enjoy. On the day of Qiyamah, no relationship. This is the main thing for us to understand. And it will only be nafsi, nafsi, nafsi. What will happen to me? What will happen to me? And the only relationship that will be preserved on the day of Qiyamah is the relationship with the Anbiya, the Prophets. That is why in the hadith it comes that Allah's Nabi is given the station on the day of Qiyamah. It's called Maqame Mahmood. Maqame Mahmood. Because people won't be related to each other. They will come straight to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And if your amal have been good, alhamdulillah, then things will change. Otherwise, the relationship element breaks. So now we have understood that in alame dunya, there is feelings, there is emotions, and there is a relationship element that is there. Sometimes you will like a person, sometimes you won't like a person. But in alame akhirat, there is no emotions, there is no feelings, there is no relationship, and there is no shahwat at all on that day of Qiyamah. And now, my respected brothers and elders, when a person goes to Jannah, again the body will change. When the person goes to Jannah, again the body will change. So when he enters into Jannah, the body that will be given to him will be very different. There, the negative thoughts, the negative feelings that you had in this dunya, jealousy, anger that people have, and they want to do things that are wrong, all of these things that people have, in Jannah, all of that will be removed. Fear will be removed. Anxiety, pain will be removed. Death will be removed. Illness, sickness will be removed. Your energy levels that make you weak, all of that will be removed. There you will become a very strong individual. There you will become a very, very strong individual. So when you go to Jannah, there that relationship will be maintained. The relationship will be maintained. So when you go to Jannah, you will enjoy only in the middle, alame akhirat, for that short period of time, that relationship element will be broken. But when you go back into Jannah with Iman, so that is why in the Quran it comes that a person who has Iman and his and family members have followed him in Iman and his zurriyat followed him in Iman, then all of them will be entered into Jannah as a family. All of them will be living together. That is Jannah. That is why, bhai, jaan nahi chura sakte. Jo tumhari biwi dunya ki hai, wo to wahan bhi aayegi. Abhi Suleiman, listen to me very carefully, bhai. Mr. Naeem Siraj here, young man. Everybody that is here, I'm not mentioning names that as if they have any problems, forgive me. This is just out of love, I mention a few names, but the property that you have here is going to be the same property there. Wow. But the good news is, there, she will always love you, respect you, talk to you nicely, whatever you say, she will do. MashaAllah. If you say to her, I want you to massage my head, she will say, of course, come here. And there, mashallah, even if you are sitting with your hoors, your wife will look at you and she will say, no, no, why one hoor? the whores that are inside in the palace, call all of them and serve my husband. Wow, 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 wow. Kaisi biwi hogi wahan par? What a transformation Allah will do. Now, the women at home are thinking, this Maulana Saab's gone bananas. He only talks about men folks. Gender bias. Kya kehte hai? Gender bias. No, I'm not gender bias. The women will also have a husband that every time you look at the husband, Allah will increase the beauty and the body and the face in beauty of that husband every time you see him. Every time you see him. So there will be no grudge, there will be no animosity, there will be no problems. No arguments. You know, in this dunya, we have little arguments. And we fight over little things. And there's an issue here and there's an issue there. And why you didn't do this and why you didn't do that. Nothing of the sort in dunya. In dunya, Allah will only create feelings and emotions of love, peace and harmony. There will be no ikhtilaf. There will be no ikhtilaf, no differences in opinion, nothing whatsoever. That is how the body will be, that is how the mind will be. Total operation. That is why, my respected brothers, even when Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam had to exit the boundaries of dunya. Do you remember in Mi'raj? He had to exit the boundaries of dunya. Because your body has got certain things that are designed only for this dunya, a minor operation had to take place with the angels, the malaika. Do you remember that? And they said to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you need to sleep. And they opened up the chest from here and all the way down. And they did what they had to do. And prepared this great Nabi, and after that this Nabi was taken to Mi'raj. Now why was this? Why did this have to happen? Why, my respected brothers? Because where Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam was going to go, no other Nabi can go that area, that zone. All the other prophets were in the heavens. Where were they? Perhaps the only person a bit far was Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. But Allah's Nabi had to cross that zone, a zone in which there is only exclusivity and there is no one who has gone that far, and that is only our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, because of the tajalli and the nur and the zaat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so everything will be very different. So my respected brothers and elders, we must not think that we have this body. And this body is the same body that will be with us. No, no, no. This body is only suitable for this dunya. And that is why after a period of time, this body becomes weak and a person will age and slowly a person will die. Because this body has to come to an end. And then on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reassemble you. And this is mentioned in Surah Qiyamah. La uqsimu biyawmi al-qiyamah. Wa la uqsimu bin nafsi al-lawwama. Ayahsabu al-insan allan najma'a idhama. Insan thinks that we will not reassemble him. Bala qadirin. Allah is going to do that. If Allah created you in this dunya from nothing, then when you were something, then to create you again, what is difficult? What is difficult, bhai? When you have already a car in front of you, then to duplicate that car, or even if you dismantle that car and then to bring it back again, assemble it, is not going to be difficult. But Allah is saying, what is difficult for me? Ayahsabul insan. And so in alam-e-akhirat, when you come out from your grave, that body will be very, very different. And when people who enter Jannat, that body will also be very, very different. Very different. That is why it comes, subhanallah, in akhirat we will see of many things. Subhanallah. It is said that some people who were placed in Jahannam and they still had a lot of sins and guna, but they had iman, and then it will be time for them to go to Jannat. Between Jannat and Jahannam, a zone comes where there is a river that is flowing. It is called Nahre Hayat. It is called Nahre Hayat. And the Malaika will take that person back in that river, that Nahre Hayat, so that the body that is given to them is designed in such a way that it can enter into Jannah. Allah save us. Allah give us entry into Jannah only. Now, before I conclude, the body of Jahannam. The body of Jahannam. Allah save us. Oh, Hafiz Sahib, if you remind me of that verse, it's in the fifth para. That Allah will, you see the skin that is given to this human being in this dunya, is that if the body catches fire, it's very painful, of course, Allah save us. But eventually what happens? He dies. The body is completely burnt and he dies. But in Jahannam it is very different. Allah has placed sensors on your skin. That is why when you put a needle, it will give you pain because of the skin sensory cells that are there. But once it has gone inside, that pain is not there. Kabhi kabhi badi sui hoti hai. Kya? It goes inside. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran, and this again, you know, science has known this recently about the sensory cells that Allah has created on your skin. That because of your skin, it is waterproof skin, and you feel pain because of how the skin is. But on the day of Qiyamah, if a person is thrown into Jahannam, and if the fire of Jahannam was to burn the body and burn the skin, it's not that he or she will not feel pain. The Quran has mentioned, I forget the verse of the Quran, it's not coming in my mind at the moment, that immediately the skin will grow on the body for that person to feel maximum pain. So the body in Jahannam will be very, very different. The body in Jahannam will be designed in such a way, like how in Jannat the body is designed in such a way that the body must feel only sukoon, contentment, enjoyment. So his body will be designed like that. And in Jahannam it is the complete opposite. Allah save us. That is why, my respected brothers and elders, Jahannam is not a joke. We are living in a very, very serious world. We should always pray to Allah. Allah grant us Jannah. Allah save us from Jahannam. Because the bodies that go inside Jahannam, for them, they will never taste death. The bodies will be burned. Fire will be the main punishment that will be given. But subhanallah, what happens is that the skin will always be there for them to feel that maximum pain. And in Surah Humaza, Allah is saying that the people who were taunting people and breaking people's hearts by doing ghibat and by accusing them wrongfully and all the things that people do, Allah save us. And a person feels very hurt, wrongfully, when somebody has done something to him. Allah is saying in Surah Humaza that generally in dunya, before the fire can burn the heart, the person dies. Before the fire can get into the heart, the person is dead. So there is no effect to the, by that time the person dies. But in Jahannam, Allah is saying, there is one zone, it is called Wail. What is that zone called? Wail. The people who will be thrown in Wail are those who made it a mission in life to hurt people, to taunt people, to break people's heart wrongfully, to wrongfully accuse and to harm people. They will be thrown in Wail, and in Wail, how will the fire be? It will not burn your outer skin, it will burn your heart first and then your other organs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَحْسَبُ أَنَّ مَالَهُ أَخْلَدَهُ كَلَّا لَيُنْبَذَنَّ فِي الْحُطَمَةِ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْحُطَمَةِ. Allah is saying, do you know what is hutama? نار الله الموقدة التي تطلع على الأفئدة. That fire which will ignite first into your heart, will be burned first into you. The first organ that will burn will be your heart. Your heart will catch fire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. My respected brothers and elders. That's why a lot of people feel that, oh, you know what, this dunya is just this dunya. No, Allah has very carefully designed this dunya, and it is a very serious world that we are living in. And very briefly, in 1 hour, we have covered how the physical bodies will be also, and also as far as feeling goes and emotions goes, how it will be at different levels. So alame dunya will be a bit different, alame akhirat will be very, very different, and in Jannat and Jahannam, the bodies will also be very, very different. We make dua that Allah grant us, our children, our progeny, every one of us, Jannatul Firdaus. Bole Ameen. That we enter into Jannah bila hisab kitab. We don't want to see Jahannam at all. Allah save us. And we repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from all the sins that we have committed. Major sins, minor sins. And Allah take hold of our forehead, our nasiya, and drag us to the right path. That we are always treading the right path. And that is how we depart. Inshallah. Dua kalle. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين اللهم تقبل منا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.